Okay, Daddy, what did you get in trouble for when you were young?
So, once, I don't know what grade I was in, but I didn't turn my test papers for math. So, I got 0.
And you got in trouble?
Yeah, so I told everybody it was good, you know, I'll do good. And when they started asking me, I said, oh, here's the test paper.
And I said, okay,
why do you have it? I said, oh, I don't know. I'm supposed to give it to the teacher after the test. So I just brought it.
Why did you not give it to the teacher?
I did not know I'm supposed to turn it in. I said, I know the test, I know the questions, I know the answers. And I wrote the answers and I kept the paper with me. I did not know I'm supposed to hand in so they can look at it.
So how did you get in trouble for that?
Well, because then they find out I got 0.
Who found out?
My mother found out I got 0.
She got mad
so
at you?
I think she went back to the school and explained them and they said no. Still 0.
You still got a 0?
Yeah.
Amazing. What is one of your greatest achievements?
My greatest achievement is my 2 kids. And where they are, what they are doing, how successful they are. They still, if they have any questions, they come and ask me. And I think they're going to do so much better than I ever did.
What's your second greatest achievement?
My second greatest achievement is those people who I helped to move up in their career. Some took my advice, some did not. But those who took the advice and did good was the second greatest achievement.
What is an example of someone who did take your advice?
Actually, it's a lot easier about those who did not take your advice. They continuously asked for advice but did not take your advice. But they still keep coming back, but still don't believe what I tell them, you know. So, I guess one of the guys who always wants my advice but never takes it is Stan Sanders. You guys all know him, right?
Yeah.
And he's very smart, very knowledgeable. Very creative, but his financial situation is a mess, and he doesn't think he has to fix it. So he assumes somebody is not giving him what he deserves. So he keeps going after them rather than saying, "Okay, what do I have to do to fix it?" That is the, and then there are some people when I was in India working with people, they did well and they moved on. So that's good.
What are some of the pieces of advice that you gave those people?
Plating up your lunch now, so it'll be ready. You're doing okay.
Great. What is some of the advice?
What are some of the pieces of advice that you gave those people that helped to make them successful?
Mostly advice was more generic rather than more specific.
But like what?
Explaining them when you do like simple things like, hey, you have to do your homework every day. You cannot just say, okay, I did it yesterday, so I'm done for the rest of my life. You know? So these things keep coming back and the learning never ends. Think about a thing that you have to do all the time, not just think about things that you have to do one time. So when you think about them, you have to do all the time, then you really find ways to learn it. And when you find ways to learn it, that's when it becomes an ongoing experience as opposed to just do it one time and then you do it and then you forget it.